Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Menek Kolekar, archaeologist with ArchaeoMammo and working currently in collaboration with the MRC de Gulf de Saint-Laurent and the Centre Service Scolaire de Littoral. Hi, Menek.
Hi, Abigail.
It's nice to have you back on CFBS again.
Thank you for having me here.
First, we're going to be talking about the 3D course that's going to be offered with the Centre Service Scolaire de Littoral and some free 3D workshops.
Exactly. So for the last year, we've been working with the Commission Scolaire, Direction Centre Scolaire du Littoral to prepare the 3D workshop. So what it's about, teaching students a few tools to learn how to capture some artifacts, small objects, houses and fisheries that, are on the point of being destroyed. And of course, bigger landscapes. Like last year, we digitized a big chunk of the rive west de la Blanc Sablon site, the patrimonial site Blanc Sablon. And so we want to give the people all those tools so that they can learn, how to do it by themselves. And, the 3D course, it's about, the bigger aim of the course. It's to do some territorial development in the whole region, which has a rich historical setting, of course, 8,000 years of history.
Mm-hmm.
It has a beautiful landscape as well. And so we thought that it would be very important that this history and the physical settings of the whole North Shore could be brought up on digital platforms, for one, and brought on digital platforms by the people who live there, rather than by, outsiders and outside companies who maybe the landscape less than the people who live there.
Wow, so this could be quite an opportunity for people of the region.
Mm-hmm. And so, of course, this brings in a lot of, new possibilities related to jobs and work. And because as you teach local communities and local people the skills, we can, start thinking about having grants and all kinds of contracts, small-term contracts, longer-term contracts, to contract, the people from the communities to help and build this digital database that can be available as much through the internet as to various local museums and interpretation centers. So that the museums have also, a 3D heritage to show to tourists who transit into the region, Red Bay, Lance Meadows, Port-aux-Choix, but who unfortunately seldom turn to the left when they leave the ferry by making the Lower North Shore more visible through the internet and the digital tools. We can maybe help bring people on the Lower North Shore.
That's very interesting. And as you had mentioned in our discussion before the interview, there's so many different sites now on the Lower North Shore. So there is so much work to be done.
Exactly, exactly. And with this, because archaeology is very rich on the region, that the Lower North Shore has also been bleeding, in a way, artifacts that leave the region and go in a reserves outside of Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
So with 3D, it would be a way of, bringing back the heritage that has been stored elsewhere and, have the communities get some of the benefits that come with such a rich history and heritage.
Mm-hmm.